You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Embassy of the Czech Republic to the Holy See, together with the Sovereign Order of Malta, presented a photographic exhibition by Czech photographer Jan Sibic, which draws focus to more than 30 years of humanitarian crisis. Vatican Radio's Linda Bordoni spoke first with the Grand Chancellor of the Sovereign Order of Malta, Albrecht Boseleger, about why such disturbing photographs were being shown and what his hopes are for Pope Francis's visit to the Greek island of Lesbos.
This is a very powerful exhibition set up together with the Czech Republic and the Order of Malta. Why have you chosen to show such disturbing photographs?
There are many reasons. The number of crises, and especially of conflict in the world, is rising. And if you remember the photograph of the dead young boy at the shores of Turkey, Syrian boy, we realized what power pictures may have on people, and we think that it is necessary to show the result of the evil atrocities in the world. They are easily neglected or forgotten. We ourselves tend to show pictures when we arrive to provide assistance. But these photos show the situation before any assistance has arrived, the pure images of misery. And so I think it's important that these impressions of reality will not get forgotten.
The Order of Malta has always been in the forefront, bringing aid to the most vulnerable people. We see here a long span of time in these photographs, and you've always been there. What is your commitment at this moment? Where is your presence most heavily felt?
We are present in about 120 countries on all continents. But of course, the focus of attention is to the victims of natural disasters and armed conflicts. So it's not the majority of our work, but that's the work which is in the focus of public attention. And under regard of the crisis in Syria and the migrant crisis, of course, has become more and more important in recent months. And we are providing aid in the neighboring countries of Syria and Turkey, Iraq, Lebanon, in Syria itself, whenever possible, with mobile clinics. We are accompanying the refugees and migrants on their way. We are personnel on the ships of the Italian Marine and Coast Guards. So we are involved at any stage of this crisis.
The Pope is going to Lesbos on Saturday. He will obviously highlight the plight of so many of these desperate people. What kind of impact do you hope this visit will have?
I hope it will give a push to the European politicians to use the breathtaking moment which is provided by the agreement with Turkey, which can be discussed, but hopefully they will take this breathtaking moment to decide on a more long-term policy, because the threat and challenge caused by refugees and migrants is still underestimated, and there's no strategic planning how to deal with it. And walls and fences is no long-term solution. At long-term, it will increase the problem.
And perhaps photographs like this will help change public opinion?
I hope so. That's one of the reasons we have this exhibition.
Later, Pavel Vozelik, the Czech ambassador to the Holy See, spoke with Vatican Radio about why he chose to present this exhibition and the importance of past conflicts.
I very much wanted this exhibition, and I wanted it already for a couple of years, because I found it very impressive. But this year, as the Holy Year of Mercy and as well the Humanitarian Summit, I found as the perfect occasion how to draw the attention to these stories, because there was a question during the discussion, what is the role of media? But to be honest, media are always bringing the news from the last tragedy, from the last crisis. But the people who are living in these conditions, these images are from situations 10, 20 years ago. But it doesn't mean that the victims disappear. They are still there. They are still in need. They still hope in better life. And maybe they still hope in some of our help. So that's what is the reason why I wanted this exhibition, not just about humanitarian crisis, crisis based on the migration situation in Europe now, but to draw the attention to those who already disappeared from the front pages of newspapers, from the TV screens, and who are still in need.
We see pictures here of Goma, 2003. Exactly. We see even Ukraine seems to have disappeared, although fighting is still happening there.
This is another problem. You mentioned Ukraine. For Europeans, Ukraine is Europe. So suddenly we feel that it's maybe not so much need to help, but maybe people who are in need are living just around the corner. This is not something what Europe is immune. That we should understand that the situation in the world, as was already said, is not easy and it's in fact not getting better. So this is just an exhibition, a small exhibition of 53 images, which we hope could be a small wake-up call to say, let's solve the problems of today, but don't forget that we have something still to do with the crisis from yesterday or the day before yesterday.
You mentioned the Year of Mercy. Thank you for doing that. Pope Francis is trying to intervene in these situations every day, in his words, in his calls, in going places.
This is, but again, about expectations and reality. People who believe that Pope Francis will solve the situation are wrong. The role of the Pope is maybe exactly to draw the attention, to wake up people, to draw the attention of media, to draw the attention of the public to the situation. And I think his authority is the best call, the best guarantee that we could, not we could, we have to. It's not just when we can, we have. And that's, I think, the message which we would like to bring as well with this exhibition, and not only here in Rome, but all around the countries with where the exhibition is going to travel in.
That was Pavel Vozelek, and earlier you heard Albrecht Bozelager speaking to Linda Bordoni for Vatican Radio.